In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, 1 week ago on Monday, Bishop Dolan said to you, celebrated the Mass of Saint Francis de Sales. And as he told you a week ago, Saint Francis de Sales is the patron of Cincinnati and its archdiocese. So that's why, because it's his octave day, we have his Mass again today. When it's a very great feast, that means that priests usually have an octave, that is, it is celebrated or commemorated throughout the whole week. And Saint Francis de Sales is truly one of those God saints who gave everything he had and was ready to sacrifice everything for the salvation of the souls. When he was in school, he did very well in his studies, and he could have become a great man in the world with a great and many many decorations and honors. But instead, because he so much loved the saints of God, he wanted to become a priest so that he could save as many souls as possible. And it was the time of the Protestant revolt, and many people had given away their Catholic faith. But Saint Francis de Sales, with his fervent zeal to convert souls, he went out as a priest. He preached to them, he wrote to them, and told them to get back to Catholic faith so that they could save their souls. And he was very successful, because after 4 years of hard work, he had converted 72,000 souls. And he gave all the credit to God, but there were also lots of apostates and heretics and Protestants who did not like at all of the work what he was doing. Every place Saint Francis went, he met people who wanted to kill him, but he never let that cause him sorrow or fear, but firmly and with bravery continued preaching the holy faith of God. And in that sense, he truly reminds about the saint whom we read yesterday in the Sexagesima Mass in the Epistle. Another great missionary, Saint Paul, referred to there how much and many dangers he had to suffer when he, on his own time, was going around the world and preaching the faith of Christ. Saint Paul had to suffer horrible shipwrecks and very many robberies when the pirates attacked him, and very many times he was beaten, he was scourged, he was imprisoned, and had to spend lots of time in jail. But both these great saints and preachers of God, Saint Paul and Saint Francis, never let that cause them any sorrow or any fear, but they bravely wanted to do everything possible so that the souls might get saved. And not too many of us probably are called in doing the missionary work in our lives, and we probably don't face as fierce dangers as Saint Francis and Saint Paul did in their own time. But nonetheless, what we are all called for, children, is that we faithfully do our duties in our lives, whatever the state of our lives might be. If our duty today is to be good and obedient and dutiful a student in the school, then that's what we must target our zeal for. So we must aim to always do our best in the studies and always do our very best in no matter what work or chore we are assigned to do. And we also have the great opportunity to every day, single day, go to holy sacrifice of the Mass. The going and attending the holy sacrifice of the Mass is one of the best ways to keep your Catholic faith alive, so that you every day learn something more from the sermons, that you check and read from your missal what the priest does in the altar and what texts he reads. Because oftentimes there are beautiful prayers and some new stories from the Bible and sacred scripture you maybe have not heard before. And finally, when we attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we always have a chance also to go to Holy Communion, the greatest and best way of keeping our souls united to our Heavenly Father is to receive the Holy Eucharist as often as we can. If we make good use of the graces of God, like St. Francis and St. Paul did, but adjusted to our own very state of life, then we are also called to become saints of God. And as St. Paul and St. Francis, they preach to people with their words, we can preach also to people of our time through our example. When people are watching us and seeing what they see you to do, they should always notice in you a Catholic. They should always notice in you a good follower of Christ. In this way, we can preach. We can preach with our example, which oftentimes is just as powerful, if not even more powerful, source of grace than our mere words. So, children, endure it throughout your whole life and throughout your whole time in this school. Always remember to do the will of God, and you found out the will of God from your parents, from your teachers, and from your priests, and you become the great missionaries of God in your own state of life, and in the future when you grow up, also in your profession and in your occupation throughout your whole entire life. God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.